The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Pope Family Dental, veteran-owned, veteran-friendly. Pope Family Dental. Check out www.popefamilydental.com. They're located in downtown Naperville. And by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique Naperville steakhouse that tastes... It's only 9:30 and I can't enunciate this morning. Okay, we're going to start that over. Sullivan's Steakhouse, offering guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing our guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out www.sullivansteak.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by Mad Landscaping. Let them do your spring maintenance, madlandscaping.com. Stiefel Nicholas, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Stiefel, that's STIFEL.com. All-Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Strawls Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian or Chris Strawl at www.bstrawl, that's bstraul.illinoisproperty.com, or give Chris or Brian a call at 630-222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Little Reenie's Chocolates and Cakes, specializing in cookout Little Reenie's Chocolates and Cakes.com, and by Naper Settlement, where history comes to play, NaperSettlement.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands of First Command has served since 1958. Check out firstcommand.com. DuPage Credit Union. For more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. They look forward to serving your financial interests. Check out DuPageCU.com. And show your pup some love and help those less fortunate animals find a home this Valentine's Day when you purchase goodies during DuPage Credit Union's Dog Treat Sale to benefit friends of DuPage County Animal Care and Control. Everyone is welcome to stop by the DuPage Credit Union branch office to purchase all natural dog treats for $3 from February 8th through the 14th or while supplies last. Visit DuPageCU to learn more about the Dog Treat Sale. That's DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance, located in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out their website at arthurmurraynaperville.com. Valgio's Catering is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They put the special in special events. Check out their website and all the delicious pictures of their tasty treats that they serve. Valgio's.com, B-E-L-G-I-O-S.com. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks, Dan Ponce, my buddy pal over at WGN News. Dan Ponce, what a guy. Hey, everybody, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, everybody, where, you know, every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I do welcome your calls. I try to get to them. If you want to call into today's show and try to get through, the number is 347-945-7215. As always, lots of good guests this week. And we'll get to all of them soon. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on internet radio. Hey, you know, next month I'm going to be celebrating my one-year anniversary. Yep. We've had over 50 shows already. We've logged already 50 shows of the Dolly McCarthy Show. And next month we're going to be celebrating 1 year. So we have some special treats planned for you, so stay tuned for that. Just wanted to give you a heads up on that. I just can't believe it. I was telling Beth that I can't believe we've done 50 shows already and all the amazing guests we've had and the non-for-profits we've featured. So I really appreciate all of you that are listening and continue to listen and that share this show with your friends and family. And I really appreciate when you make suggestions and you call in or send me notes. Maybe you mention a not-for-profit that I have never heard of or someone who's doing something amazing in their community. So I appreciate all that, and I hope you guys will keep doing that, keep them coming. This year, it's February. It's early February, and already we've had amazing guests, and we will bring you more amazing guests. I can't believe just in the last 2 weeks what we've already booked on this show. If you love country, we're going to be sponsoring a lot of festivals this summer, and I'm excited to announce, we've already done it on our social media, but we are one of the sponsors of the Kankakee Park District's Barbecue Festival, which is going to be July 10th, 11th, and 12th this summer. It may sound like, oh, that's forever and away, Dolly. That's at least 5 months away. Well, you know, I'm already booking summer parties, graduations. Things are already going on the calendar. People these days, they know there's a lot of competition, especially there's so few summer weekends. So they start booking these things. So I want to give you a heads up. We're going to be at the Kankakee Barbecue Festival, and I'll be having on the show one of the premier acts at that festival, John Party. He's an amazing country singer. And Dustin Lynch is also going to be on the show. He's another amazing country singer. You know I love country. I love rock and roll, too. But, yes, I must put a little disclaimer. My life is not all country song, but I do love them. So that's really exciting news. We're happy about that. And that's all I'm going to mention right now because more to come. I don't want to overwhelm you. But put that on the calendar and reserve it. But thank you all for 1 year, one amazing year, and please do, again, stay in touch, send me notes, tell me what you want to hear, who you want on the show, and just call in and say hi. All right, last night, let me just do a shout-out to Mike Fabri, who's the owner of the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellen. Let me just do a shout-out to them because they invited me to their bridal open house. Not that I'm getting married anytime soon, but they invited me out there to, I'm thrilled to have met them. I met them, and Mike Fabri, the owner, gave me a tour. They had a bridal open house tour of the facility. It is a gorgeous facility. I've been there before to MC some charity auctions, but never there for a wedding, and the place was just amazing. If you had seen the pictures I posted on Facebook last night, if you know anybody who's getting married, bride-to-be, groom-to-be, maybe you're planning some bar or bat mitzvah or something like that or corporate event. They know how to do it. And their prices were very reasonable. I was surprised that wedding seats or plates started like $65. I thought they were well over $200 these days because when I first got married 20-some-odd years ago, no, yeah, I think it was about $35 a plate. So I was really surprised to see that all these years later that plates can be reasonable. Of course, most brides, they tell me, average about $125 a person. Can you believe that? Wow. But they really know how to do it right. And one of the things that really struck me was how beautiful the linens are now. I'm so into linens these days. Beautiful tablecloths, draperies, and nothing heavy, but very elegant and simple. But there was this one table, I took a picture of it and posted it on Facebook, with flowers, the tablecloth, just gorgeous. Could you imagine trying to clean that thing after a dinner with the food and the crumbs and the lettuce getting in between these rows? Anyway, it was just gorgeous. picture perfect. It was beautiful. The Eppington, all the events that I've been at this facility have been top-notch. Service has always been pleasant. And I was thrilled to meet Mike Fabry and found out when we were talking that it was funny. He said, I did a little research on you. You went to St. Ferdinand's grade school on the northwest side of Chicago, didn't you? And I said, yes. He said, so did I until sixth grade. But I was in kindergarten at the time when he went, so we didn't get to know each other. Yeah, I was kind of teasing Mike that I was 6 years younger than him. It's nice to do that when you get to be my age, right? Yeah. No, I'm not that old. Anyway, let's not talk about that. That's unpleasant. let's talk about how wonderful last night was. Oh, and this open house was free to the public and to brides and grooms-to-be, and there were a lot of nervous guys in the room and a lot of girls in there on a mission. I'm telling you, these girls, they know what they want. They're very sophisticated brides these days, very savvy, too, and they know what they want, and they also had cakes on display, these beautiful wedding cakes. And when you look at them, they're right out of Brides Magazine or cakes that you would see celebrities have. But no, nowadays the average bride could really get it, that Hollywood-style wedding for probably obviously a fraction of the cost. And I was really amazed that the Edmonton had an open bar and tons of food stations with not just little cheese and crackers. I mean, we're talking shrimp and oysters and pasta serving tables and huge dessert table buffet. I mean, it was enormous with a fondue and slices of beautiful, delicious tiramisu. I had a piece of the tiramisu cake, of course. Of course I did. And the new thing for dessert tables for weddings, I'll cut myself off soon and I'll stop talking about weddings, but it was just amazing to see the trends. But the new thing is jars of the bride and groom's favorite candy. So they had these big, beautiful glass jars with stuff with Tootsie Rolls and mints. Usually a lot of guys like mints, so there was the mints there. So chocolate mint anyway. So that was a kind of a neat trend. And then, of course, Rogers and Hollins was there. And they had all these beautiful rings there, just gorgeous. So the brides were ooing and aahing over that. So it was a great night. So I thank the Edmonton Banquets for having me out. And I was thrilled to meet Mike Fabry, who came from Northwest Side, St. Ferdinand, as I did. So shout out to Mike. Keep up the good work. One of my best friends got married at one of his banquets. He had a banquet hall, the Marlac in Oak Park. I think that's what my pal Marlo told me. So they know what they're doing over there. So if you're getting married, planning to get married, know someone's getting married, take a look at the Abington. Hi, Mike Fabry. Okay, let's move on here. This is going to be the best day of my life. Is it going to be yours? You know why it's going to be the best of my life? Because this morning I went out and I got my milk from Oberweis and none of it exploded. So it was a great start to the day. Yep, it sure was. And one final thing, I want to do a shout-out to my alma mater, NIU, Northern Illinois University, where my son is going to start this fall. Friday night, they invited me out to a charity event, a big basketball game, a crosstown classic, and they had me out there. Miss Iowa was there, and Chandler Harnish, who's the QB or backup QB for the Indianapolis Colts, he went to NIU too. We had a great time Friday night. It was great to meet Chandler and Miss Iowa. Yeah, I was feeling really good because they had this autograph stage set up, and it was Chandler, Miss Iowa, and myself. And I loved that I was the first one because the kids, Chandler, you know they wanted to get to Chandler Harnish, who's an awesome quarterback, but they had to stop by me. So thanks to everybody over at NIU and DeKalb for making me feel so good and for accepting my autographs and not using them as dart practice, okay? I kept telling the kids, please don't use this for practice. Actually, I would be honored. That would be kind of fun. But it was a great time. I felt really good. They took care of me. They sent me to a spa beforehand, had my hair done and my makeup done. I was feeling really good. I had a cute outfit on. And at one point, they had me go out center court to wave to everybody, all the adoring fans, right? Anyway, I went out there. I'm like, I look pretty good. So I go up there, I wave, feeling good. I come back to my seat, and I sit down. I look down at my feet, and my boots Don't you just love these Chicago winters? My boots were filled with that white salt, like the lines were all over. I looked terrible. I had a great outfit going, but the boots, don't you just, the shoes make an outfit, and I just killed it because I didn't notice on my boots all the salt that was sticking to you. Have you ever had that happen, Beth? Well, every day it's been, it's just killing me. I don't know how to get this salt off. Does anybody know how to get salt off boots? No, it just killed my look. But at least I didn't notice it before I went out there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have walked out there with much confidence. It was a great time. So I love my Huskies, NIU. It's so great to go back there and see my old friends and be a part of something that's, you know, obviously helping others. Really was a great time. And a shout-out to Chandler Harnish, who's the QB of the Indianapolis Colts. We're now friends. Hey, Chandler, thanks for listening to the show. He said he's going to start listening. You know, you can hear this show anywhere in the world. We have people in Italy, my friends that live in Rome. I know for a fact they listen every week. And I've got someone in Philadelphia and in Springfield. And wherever you are, let me know. Send me a message. Tell me where you're listening in other parts of the world. Okay, we have a lot of guests to get to today. And my first guest, last week we were talking about him. He was so sweet. He sent me a request in the mail. You know, I work at CLTV News. That's my other gig as a news anchor there. And he was so sweet. He sent me a letter telling me how much he likes watching me on the show. And he requested my autograph, an autograph picture. And he even sent a self-addressed stamp envelope, a big one, too. So I was happy to do that. And I had posted about it on Facebook that the poor guy, this Marty Peters, who requested it, poor guy, he's getting my autograph, but it's not worth anything. And he had mentioned in the letter that he collects autographs. So my producers at WGN noticed that and ended up doing a story about him. It was a really interesting story. So we got him on the line to talk about it. Marty Peters, are you there?
Hey, how you doing, Dolly?
Hey, I'm doing great. Marty's my new pal. He's got a autographed picture of me, and I saw WGN did a news story about you, and it was a great story. And at the end, they flashed a picture of my autographed picture that you had framed and put on the wall. You're too sweet, Marty.
It's my favorite one to date now.
Well, now we have a listener for the Dolly McCarthy Show in Coal City, Illinois. That's where you're from. And
yeah.
You've been collecting autographs for a long time, huh?
43 years.
Wow. How many do you have now? Have you been able to count them all?
Give or take a few. I'm right around the 30,000 mark.
Wow. Where do you put all these, Marty? Are they all hanging up? Or do you have them in
the bins? No. I got a closet in the utility room that's from top to bottom. It's filled with autograph albums, and there's probably about, I'm going to guess, 50 to 60 albums that are full. And then I've got just tubs of stuff that are filled with autographs, and they're pretty much all over the place at my house.
What's your favorite autograph? And don't say Dolly McCarthy.
My favorite is Dan Marino. My favorite one's Dan Marino.
Oh, I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, too.
Are you really?
Are you a Dolphins fan or a Dan
Marino?
Oh,
yeah, die hard.
You know, I don't know what it was, but if you were growing up in the 70s, mid to late 70s, I have five older brothers,
mm-hmm.
or rather four older brothers and one younger brother. They were all Miami Dolphin fans and Pittsburgh Steeler fans.
Oh, wow.
Huge. Those were like the two, besides the Bears, in Chicago. It was so funny. That's how it was in the 70s and early 80s. We were Pittsburgh Steelers fans and Miami Dolphins fans. I don't know how that happened. And then it just slowly got morphed into only Bear fans. That's it. We can't have any other alliances here. I wonder why that was, but maybe because Pittsburgh won so many Super Bowls with Terry Bradshaw. That's right. It was on the tip of my tongue. So
yep,
anyway,
Bradshaw, Frank
O'Hara,
you're also, them, yes.
I heard that you're a diehard Sox fan. So
yeah.
We will not going to any Cubs games together.
I'll go to Wrigley Field, but I'll be whoever the Cubs are playing, that'll be the jersey I'm wearing.
We'll put you in the nose seats up against the what autographs from the White Sox do you have?
I got a Frank Thomas autograph picture. Robin Ventura, I got a few autographs of him. All kinds of Canaricos.
Oh. Aren't you thrilled that Frank Thomas is going to be in the Hall of Fame now?
Yeah, that was really
good.
What a
class act.
You know, even though I wasn't a Cub fan, it was nice to see a Sox player and a Cub player going in at the same time.
Yes, how about that?
You know, with Maddox and...
Greg Maddox, yep.
So,
but he's not
yeah,
going
it was
in
a lot of
as
fun.
And he's not going in the Hall of Fame with any name attached to him.
Who, Maddox
is? No team. Yeah, right.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I don't know why.
How about Cubs? So what Cubs autographs do you have? Just curious, in case I have to stop by.
I got a lot of the older Cubs. I got Ron Santo,
Billy
Williams.
I got a Ron Santo. That was my first sports autograph, Ron Santo.
Your first sports autograph was Santo, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good one
to
have.
Mm-hmm. Is your collection insured?
No. So many people are telling me to get it insured, and I've looked into it on a couple different occasions, and pretty much the way you got to go about it, it's almost too big of a hassle.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to him. Well, in fact, one of my friends is an insurance agent here in Coal City, and he was telling me that they would have to take a picture of each individual autograph, which would take them about a week to do. And then he said, by the time you pay for the insurance, he said it's not going to be cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's covered under like the house insurance. I talked to the people that we have the house insurance through, and they said, yeah, it would be covered under that. You just wouldn't get near as much as what it's worth. But you would get, you know, you'd get some money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, maybe you can insure a few of them, something to look into, now that everybody knows
you
have...
Some of the bigger, some of the more, you know, more expensive ones, I probably will get those insured eventually.
Yeah, because it would be a shame. I mean, I did mention that you're in Coal City. I think the News Pack did it as well. But how many people are in Coal City? Over 2,000 people? So it would take some time for someone to find your house. So
well, actually, we got a little. We got almost 8,000 people now.
Oh, really? 8,000
yeah.
in Coal City? I had no idea. Uh-oh. Well, I'm so sorry. I apologize to the mayor of Coal City.
Well, for the longest time, we had about 2,500, and then it just blew up.
So let me ask you this: how did you get all these autographs? You know, give us some pointers if anyone out there is looking to get autographs from celebrities or sports celebrities. Are they open when you send a letter? Like you sent me that letter.
Right.
It was very sweet. Thank you for that. Do you send letters like that to sports celebrities? Do they respond?
Yes. When I first started, of course, it was back in 1971. My cousin Rick Roslin, he's from Coal City. He's the one that got me started on it. He's 21 and I was 6. And back then, you got about, for 80% of the people you wrote to would write you back with an autograph.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's dropped down to about, you're lucky if you get 20% back.
Really?
It's just, it's a whole different era. It's, your players are a lot different players than they were back in the older days. A lot of the athletes now don't like that people get their autographs and then turn around and sell them. So they're less likely to sign autographs for you without you paying them money first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you send them the letter, do you send everybody a self-addressed stamped envelope like you did to me? Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you don't send a self-addressed stamped envelope, they won't even acknowledge you.
Okay. And do you ever send them things to sign, like a ball or a picture?
I try not to send like baseballs or jerseys through the mail, just because if you don't get them back, you know you're out that item. But I try to send cards and you know, like I'll send magazine pictures, newspaper pictures, 8x10s, sometimes posters, and it's kind of like a courtesy thing. They tell you don't send more than 3 items to get signed because basically they're saying anything after 3 is kind of being greedy.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, and then it gets to the point where, like, what are you doing with this? Are you selling it and making money?
Right,
or do
you
truly
you're sending
want
8
this?
Different things to them. They get a little, start questioning stuff.
You know, aside from the fact that, oh, yeah, autographs, there's big money to be made, but where do you think it all started, wanting an autograph? And you know it started, obviously, I remember when I was a little kid, over at Wrigley with my ball hanging over the fence or the brick wall. Trying to get Dave Kingman to sign my ball.
Oh, Kong.
Ryan Sandberg. Okay. Anyway, the thrill of it and just having that, I didn't have any intention of selling that. I think if I had gotten lucky enough to get a Ryan, and I got a Ron Santo, I have no desire in selling that.
No.
Because to
no.
me, he was one of my heroes, a legend. And where do you think people... I just wonder where that instinct came from to get an autograph.
Well, it started back in the days of when Babe Ruth and them played. I mean, I really don't know who the first person was that decided, hey, I want to get your signature on something.
Yeah, well, if I can't have your shirt, at least give me something of you, right?
Well, right, and that might have been that could have very well been it too, you know, but.
To find out the history of when the autograph started, you know, pretty cool. Marty, I think your story was really neat. 30,000 autographs, people. He's got quite a few treasures in there. What was your very first autograph?
Bill Melton from the White Sox.
Of course, the White Sox. Did you get that at Comiskey Park, the old Comiskey Park?
Old Comiskey Park.
You got it at the ballpark. Awesome. Is that one framed?
Oh, yeah. The Bill Melton that I got was through the mail.
Oh.
That was my very first one.
I bet that made your day. And you were about 6?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're 6 years old, you know, and I was already huge into sports, so, when I come home from school, I remember it sitting on the kitchen table. That's where my mom used to put them all. And I come home and... She says, you've got one back. And, I mean, you're 6 years old, so you're all... And I open it up, and it's Bill Melton.
Oh, that's
And I
so
thought,
sweet.
Oh, that was so cool. So, yeah, I mean, I just kept going from there.
Oh. Well, Marty, I wish I had time to talk about all those 30,000 autographs. I would love to go down the list and go, okay, do you have this sports celebrity, and go on. But I do have other guests. But I wanted to talk to you. I was thrilled to be a part of your autograph collection. Marty Peters, autograph collector, professional autograph collector.
I love being on your show. I'm glad you have me on there.
Oh, it's great to have you. Even though you're a diehard White Sox fan, I'm a White Sox fan, but you know I'm from the Northwest side, so everybody knows I'm a diehard Cubs fan. But I still am a fan of the White Sox.
Are you guys ever going to win a World Series over there?
I don't think so, but that's okay. We're still having a lot of fun on the Northwest side.
As long as you're having fun, that's all that matters.
We are, and who knows, maybe those big jumbotrons we're going to put in and the
new mascot, I think. That might put you guys over the top with that new mascot.
How about it? You never know. It's good to be a Cubs fan anytime, right? Well, Marty, thanks again for calling on the show, and thanks again for requesting my autograph. That was
well, thank you for sending me it.
It was fun. All right. Thanks for calling on the show again.
All right.
Bye,
thank
Marty.
You, Dolly. All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I'm always reading that.
right, everybody, you're listening to...
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Just leave it to Dan to interrupt me there. Hey, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Wasn't that fun talking to Marty Peters? Such an interesting guy. Okay, I don't know how to shut this off. I'm going to shut this off, this music off. That was Eric Paisley. Celebrity is the song, one of my favorite songs. Thought it would be kind of cool because Marty's always asking for these celebrity autographs. Anyway, we are moving on. We have Gloria Bunce on the line, and she is with CASA Kane County. And you know I've talked about CASA many times on this show, one of my favorite charities. Gloria Bunce, are you on the line?
I am, Dolly. How are you?
Oh,
yes.
I'm great. Good morning. Thanks for coming on the show and talking about one of my favorite charities, and I know it's definitely yours. CASA Kane County. There's quite a few CASAs out there in different counties, but this one that Gloria is with is CASA Kane County. They've got a big one of their key fundraisers coming up, and we'll talk more about that. But let's talk about CASA. It's so important, and why is it so important that we support CASA?
Well, CASA Kane County, and good to talk with you too, Dolly. It's been a while since I've seen you, and we're looking forward to having you out at the gala, as always. You know, we're an organization that is the truest sense of a nonprofit. We've been around since 1988, advocating for abused, neglected children, and we have been successful in our efforts for the past 10 years of being able to serve 100% of those kids. Our organization has been we have amazing staff of 12 people. We have our board of directors. And most importantly, we have our CASA volunteers who are the sole core of our organization and their efforts in advocating for our youth.
And
our
you've got
programs,
dozens of
yeah.
those, right, Gloria? Dozens
yeah, well,
of volunteers, or is it hundreds now?
Well, it is actually over 250, 260 active CASA volunteers, which they're known as guardian ad litem.
Wow.
So as a guardian ad litem, they are a true party to the case, and they have the authority to obtain records and information about the child. And these wonderful CASA GL volunteers also visit and meet with their parents, guardians, teachers, medical professionals, and any and all individuals that affect these children's lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So CASA is advocating for the best interests of these abused and neglected children through the court system. And
yes.
What is the goal then eventually what's the goal for CASA for these children? Obviously, you know, they're advocating for them, but what's the end result, the desire for the end?
Well, we partner with the 16th Judicial Court System, as you may know, and at every case that comes into shelter care, our organization is appointed as the guardian ad litem. So we serve on, again, 100% of all these cases. And the role of the CASA GIL is to, you know, they investigate. CASAs carry out a very objective examination of the situation. They facilitate identifying the resources and services for the children, which they also facilitate and collaborate with relationships regarding all parties. Their main advocacy role in speaking up for that child by making recommendations regarding the child's best interest in a written court report that is given to the judge, and then they monitor the case. They keep track of whether the orders of the court and the plans of the Child Protective Services agencies are carried out, and then they report to the court when any and all parties do not follow through on those orders or plans. And these individuals are anything from that wonderful stay-at-home mother to an appellate court judge. We get everybody who really wants to make a significant impact, again, from bankers to business individuals to anyone who is 21 years or older. But before they do get in the program, you know, they definitely, because this is not just your ordinary volunteer position. You know, the commitment that it takes is a good 3 years because we need consistency for these kids. And it is our CASA volunteers are that consistency that unfortunately, in a child welfare system, that there's a lot of changeover in caseworkers and even in judges and other court personnel, our CASA volunteers are that consistency for them.
Absolutely. Kids definitely need that.
And the return goal is always the goal of CASA and, of course, the 16 judicial court system is a return home goal. But when that can't be achieved, we go to concurrent planning and work within many multiple partners and make sure that that child, you know, is with a, you know, someone who cares about them from a relative guardian placement or to another foster family.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And obviously, hopefully in a safe and permanent home, which you would absolutely make sure of, and just allowing them that chance to reach their full potential in life that they so deserve.
Yes,
they
do.
They need a voice. And thank God for CASA being there. Only 10 years. In that 10-year period, Gloria, have you seen the need, the demand for CASA growing? Is it because there are more cases or you're just more involved now in all these cases?
Well, the organization itself is 25 years old, but for the past 10 years, we've been able to serve 100% of all children. And, you know, and it, and again, it's very heartbreaking, some of the stories that come into our organization, you know, and, you know, one particular I still kind of resonates with me is that this individual, CASA, has been with this child, and she'd been driving an hour to see her, and she would be ignored by her several times when they would come and meet. It was several months until she kindly finally kind of broke down and said, you know, I told her that I cared about her and that if the day ever comes when she feels she needs me, I would be there. And it's great. This girl's her smile on her face was just like, you're such a dork, but I like you. But after that slow, I mean, we kind of laugh about it, but after that it began to open up some real talk and dialogue about the things that were really bothering her. And she talked to people who have lied to her entire life, but she said, for the first time, I feel like I can trust somebody, and that was her CASA volunteer. And she wanted her around for until the case closed, but I want her to be around in my life forever.
Oh, my heart just melts listening to that.
Yeah.
That just gives me goosebumps. Our children are so precious, and when I first learned about CASA, King County a little over a year and a half ago, and I met you, Gloria, and listening to your stories and just going on your website and researching it, my heart just melted, and I knew I wanted to help out in a small way, in the way I could, but I'm lucky that I have this platform, this show, so I can continue to talk about the CASA King County, and you are doing an amazing job. You know, you've been with the group since 2007, is that right?
Yes.
Quite a while.
Been on my seventh year.
You're doing an amazing job. You bring so much life and love into CASA King County, and you get people excited. And I went to the gala last year. What did you have, like 600 people there? I'd never been to that big of a fundraising event ever.
Oh.
I just couldn't believe the amount of people there. And the love in the room, and just you just are this light, and they're so lucky to have you. They really are. So let's talk about March 1st. That's the big auction and gala. That's one of your largest fundraisers?
It's one of our largest fundraisers of the year. It is the largest fundraiser, actually totaling about a quarter of our total budget, which is about $1.3 million each year that we have to raise in serving nearly 600 children in our community.
$1.3 million you need a year, and so a quarter of that comes from this event. Where does the other funds come
from?
The
other quarter comes from our grants that we submit through foundations. Mm-hmm. The other third comes from, you know, major and individual donors who support our program on an annual basis, and then the other third on top of the auction comes from our golf outing, and then other third-party events that, you know, businesses, you know, our philosophy is, you know, everybody can find their place and make a difference. There are multiple ways of getting involved, and, you know, it's wonderful if you can be that CASA GAL volunteer or if you want to get involved with a small business and get your employees involved. You know, we truly have everything for everyone, and it just depends upon where you are in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would hope all my listeners out there could help support CASA. The fundraiser is March 1st. You're all invited to come. And it will be at the Q Center, in St. Charles. Sorry, Gloria, did I cut you off?
No, 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 that's perfect. You're, you're exactly right. We're excited to have it again at the Q Center, and we're already estimating to have over 600 people. We have 3 weeks left, and we're at 580 guests, and we are thinking that we'll probably get to about 650. We are so fortunate because, you know, with mission partners like Alpha Graphics, the St. Charles, and Exelon, and FONA, to our Oscar sponsor like Collision Centers of America, and our Golden Globes, Emmy, we are so fortunate to have so many corporations, individuals that are really wrapping their arms around our organization so that we can do the work that is so critical in the lives of these kids who, you know, truly never asked for this fate. And they deserve what every child deserves, and that is to have a healthy, happy home.
Absolutely. Definitely deserve that. And that's not much to ask for, that's for sure. There's plenty of healthy, happy homes out there. We just got to find and advocate for them and find them the safe,
yes,
permanent
and
home they deserve.
Safe harbor. Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree.
This event is March 1st. I'm looking forward to it myself. I will be there. Beth, my producer, will be there as well. We're really looking forward to that. To this event at the Q Center in St. Charles. And the tickets, like Gloria said, there's still some available. You can go to their website at CasaCaneCounty.org. And while you're there, read up on it, and you'll probably do the same thing I did and cry and just be so grateful that there are groups like this out there that exist to be advocates for these children. And but you could also call them. Do you have a phone number that you can give out to the listeners?
Sure, our main number, that'd be fabulous, 630-232-4484.
And the celebration of children auction and gala is, again, Casa Kane County's largest fundraiser of the year. So you are all welcome to come and make a huge impact in the life of a child. Gloria Bunce, it was so great to have you on the show today. And as I said to you before, you're always welcome to call in. We can talk about CASA. Because we got to get the word out there.
Dolly, I can't thank you enough. You've been such a great advocate. And again, you don't have to be just a CASA advocate. I mean, I can't thank you enough and your station for what you've done and your support to our organization, because it definitely takes everyone. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, right back at you. Thanks,
okay,
Gloria.
And
we'll see you soon.
We'll see you in a few weeks. Thanks, Dolly.
Yep, looking forward. Okay, thanks again. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, Amy Bryan from DuPage Credit Union is on the line. And DuPage Credit Union, we are so thrilled. They're a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're thrilled to have them. They do so much good in our community. They're a great business. But, you know, they do so much charity work. And Amy Bryan's on the line. And she's got a great, great event, two great events coming up she can tell us about. Amy, are you there?
Hi, Dolly. I'm here.
Oh, hey. Good morning. Thanks
good
for,
morning.
For holding, Amy.
No problem.
Well,
no problem,
you know,
at all.
There's a lot of people that love their doggies, and you've got a special benefit coming up for our little pups. Tell us about it.
We sure do. Well, this year, our team at the credit union voted on the major charities that we were going to support, and we do have a lot of pet lovers here. So one of the charities that was selected is Friends of DuPage County Animal Care and Control. So for our first event, we decided to have a Valentine treat sale for Man's Best Friend. So we're going to be selling dog treats at all of our office locations, our branches, throughout DuPage County. Beginning February 8th, we'll be selling a bag of dog treats for $3 a bag, and all the proceeds will go to the Friends of DuPage County Animal Care and Control.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, are these treats, are they made by you? Are they homemade, or are they?
You know, last year when we had a pet treat sale, all of our team members pitched in and made the treats. But this year, we actually ordered them from a company in Kentucky that it's Racco's dog treats, and they hand make all of them. They're all natural, you know, for any pets that have to have organic or gluten-free. These are the these are the treats for them. So
yeah. I like that. I didn't want to say it at first just in case, but I do like the organic. I like to go that way because I have little kids and I have my little Rudy, and I just try to avoid any additional additives or preservatives in their food. So that's good to hear. That's really great to hear. Oh, I love it. What a great idea. Can we bring our dogs to come get the treats with? Would you like to meet the dogs? Or are you frowned upon that?
Well, you know, we always have dog treats available through our drive-thrus. We do keep those on stock dog bones. So, you know, if you want to come through the through the drive-thru, we could surely pass them out that way. Maybe
that's
if the weather
was
a little nicer.
Yeah. That is a great idea. Okay, so then you also have another event coming up.
We do, and this is our first annual DuPage Credit Union Home Show called Ladies Homes and Lattes. So we have a lot of pink going on here, but we are sponsoring this home show. We have partnered with some local vendors in the areas of home renovation, staging your home for sale, landscape design, and we have a real estate agent that's going to be doing market analysis, and a few others that are coming too. But how this is working, this is Saturday, February 26th, here at our Operations Center in Naperville, and it's free.
Is it the 26th or the 22nd?
I'm sorry, it's the 22nd. Okay. It's the 22nd.
Okay,
I'm looking right at the date. Yeah, Saturday, February 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And anybody can come. You know, men are welcome, too, to grab their latte and talk to some experts, get some great coupons and special offers, and we'll have a raffle. We're raffling off some prizes. So we're hoping that we get a great turnout. Members and non-members can register on our website to reserve their spot.
Okay. And this is going to be hosted at a home or at your office?
It's going to be at our office. It's our operations center, which is 1515 Bond Street in Naperville,
just east of
Route 59. Yeah, Route 59 and Deal.
Just south of 88. So you get off at 88 at 59, Route 59.
Yep. Right.
And head south
about
a block. Make a left heading east, and then you'll be on Deal. And then you'll hit Bond Street, and you swing a right. I know exactly
there
where
you
you're
go. That's where we are, right.
Well,
yeah,
it sounds
so,
like two very fun events, and once again, I'm proud to be associated with you guys because you do so much in our community, and these are two great things. And now you're doing something for our little doggies. So show your pups some love, everybody, and help those less fortunate animals out there find a home this Valentine's Day, February 8th through the 14th. Go through any drive-through at the Page Credit Union and pick up for $3 some treats for your doggy, your little Fido, and say hello to Amy Bryant at DuPage Credit Union. Amy, thanks for being on the show. Anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to thank you for all your support, and we'll have a year-long calendar of different fun things like this, and we will have an event where you can bring your pets out. So.
All right. We'll look forward to that. And, of course, everybody, you'll hear it first on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks again, Amy, for everything. And my little Rudy, thanks.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Dolly.
Take care.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Canaanite. Yep, Luke, Brian, that's my Canaanite. Speaking of night, tonight, one of my favorite country bands, you know I love country, State Line is going to be playing tonight at Toby Keith's. And joining me now on the show is some members of State Line, Dennis Myers and Tom Powers. You guys on the line? Good morning.
Hi, Dolly.
Hey, good morning. Is this too early for you guys?
Well, it might be for Tom.
Who's talking? Tom, is that you? Say hi, Tom. Tom Powers.
Hi, Tom.
Tom is the drummer, lead, and background vocals. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's true. We do all that stuff.
And Dennis, say hi, Dennis.
Good morning.
Oh, he's got the more deeper voice. He's got the bass, guitar, lead, and background vocals. You guys do a lot of harmonies, don't you? You do some awesome harmonies in your band. Is that Dennis and Tom? Is that you two doing that?
Yes. Oh.
Yes. Yes, one word answer. We're just on the radio here, Tom. And
No big deal.
I'm teasing with you. It's a little tricky when you've got three people talking on the line right now, but
Dennis used to have a radio show, so I'm just waiting for him to punch in because he knows how to do this stuff.
Hey, how many of you guys been together? You guys are quite a rock and country band. I've seen you guys out in Lake Geneva, here in the suburbs, the southwest suburbs and northwest suburbs. You are all over the place. And you're regulars now over at Toby Keith's over there in Rosemont, huh?
Yeah, we've been doing quite a few Thursdays for them the last 3-4 months.
Yep.
What are Thursday nights like there?
Kind of
what
slow.
What are Thursday nights like? I don't know. Tom, you're on the drum riser way above me. What do Thursday nights look like?
Well, there's a lot of people at the railing. A lot of people at the railing, looking out at the dance floor, but not quite as many. Not quite as many young drinkers, because some people have to work the next day.
Okay. Well, for those of that are, for those listening, I got some noise in the background. Is one of you at work or working on an assembly line or something?
Nah, I'm just cutting through the living room.
Cutting through the. Must be a lot of kids in that house. Okay.
You have no idea.
You guys are. For those that are just listening in, if you've never heard of State Line, they're a top 40 rockin' country band. They really are. And you guys are based in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, but you play pretty much all over. I've heard, you know, you play some Luke Bryan. You've got some other chart-topping country music that you play, some classics. What kind of music are you playing now? What are some of the favorites, the crowd favorites?
Well, definitely Luke Bryan.
Yeah, Luke Bryan.
Yeah, Luke. We're trying
He's playing
to do
Soldier
the,
Field.
When?
I was a soldier. Luke Bryan is coming to Soldier Field this summer.
Awesome.
Okay, we digress.
Awesome.
We don't want to talk about Luke Bryan. We're talking about State Line, which is a rock and country band, just as good as Luke Bryan. You could have just as much fun with State Line as you could with Luke Bryan, that's for sure.
I don't know about
that. You can't afford the tickets. If you can't afford a Luke Bryan ticket, you can definitely get yourself the State Line's concert. And tonight they're playing at Toby Keith's. What time are you guys starting tonight?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. How long have you guys been together?
PM. We've been together about, what, Dennis, 3 years, 3.5 years now?
Yeah, three and a half years, yeah.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's all Dennis's fault, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, how's
sure,
that?
Sure, blame the bass player.
Why is it Dennis's fault? What happened?
He started it
all. Yeah, I got a call from a friend of mine up outside of Milwaukee three and a half years, about this time, about 3-4 years ago, and wanted me to put something together for a couple of summer shows. And I got a hold of Rob and got a hold of Tom, and we threw something together, and he bailed on the project on us pretty quick after we, I think we played one show with him. And then he ended up having to bail out due to work. And Rob and Tom both thought that this was a worthwhile project and we should find a guitar player and continue on. So we did.
Well, and look at where you've gotten. You guys are really popular. In 3 years, wow, you've really come a long way.
It's been a fun ride.
In 3 years. And so one of the cool things about your band that I noticed is the harmonies you have. I think some of the best vocals I've heard.
Aww.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. We work hard on that.
Well, that's awesome. Tell us your schedule. You've got some festivals you're playing this summer. What's coming up besides Toby Keith every month?
Actually, we have picked up, surprisingly somehow, every festival that Long Grove has this summer. And
Long Grove?
Yes, we have Chocolate Fest.
Is one of you the mayor of Long Grove?
Yeah,
oh, Strawberry Fest, yeah.
And also,
yeah, Strawberry Fest is fun.
Mm-hmm. Let me check the calendar here real quick, because we're going to be near you. Is it Cantini Park or Cantigny Park?
Cantini. Oh, you are?
Cantini.
You going to be at Cantini this summer?
Yes, I'm looking at the calendar to try and get the right date. I don't have it here. Oh, there it is.
Is that June
22nd. It's a Sunday. We'll be at Cantini Park at 3 p.m. right there by you.
June 22nd. It's a Sunday at Cantini. That is right
in
my neck.
Yeah, you going to sing with us?
Am I going to sing with you at Cantini?
Yeah, at Cantini.
Well, sure.
We'll practice Chiefs next time.
Yeah, you guys, we've been, people don't know this, but Stateline and I have been kind of corresponding and, what are we calling it, Facebook messaging each other on Facebook about getting together. I don't know how this started. Did John Fox, a mutual friend of ours, get this started about playing, or something was posted on Facebook somewhere? And I used to sing in a band. I haven't sung in the band in like 5 years, guys. So anyway, they invited me. You guys invited me, and I think there was a calendar that went out that I was going to be singing tonight with you guys. But, you know, we need to give Dolly a little advance notice and maybe a practice or two.
Practice?
Oh,
that would
be good.
With a voice
so
like yours, no problem.
What are we going to play Toby Keith next?
How about March 6th? How's that sound?
March 6th. That's the next time you're going to be there? March 6th.
Yes, ma'am.
Better say yes, because I've already written it down in ink.
Oh, for sure I'll be there. I'll sing with you guys.
All right.
Of course. We're singing a little Miranda Lambert and maybe a classic Patsy Cline. You know,
there you go. Now that
sounds
fun.
My standard karaoke is Nancy Sinatra, "These Boots Are Made for Walking." Do you know that one?
I do.
I've heard it.
You've heard of Nancy Sinatra?
Well, yeah, hasn't everybody?
So, did you guys did you ever get a chance to meet Toby Keith yet?
No.
Not at the club.
Right.
Say what?
Not at the club. He has not been at the club when we've been there.
I think he's only been there one time when he opened the club, and then it's all corporate stuff, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could get him to come on March 6th.
Yeah, right.
I have a friend out in Naperville who says that she's personal friends with Toby Keith. I might just put her on the spot and say, hey, get him out there March 6th.
There you go.
You see what's happening, Tom? She's using us to further her career with Toby Keith.
Hilarious. I'm furthering with you guys. So let's hear, can you guys sing some harmonies, the two of you together?
No.
Can you get a sampling? No.
I don't. I can. I can.
Got to have
a
few cigarettes and beer first.
We really
Dennis,
need Rob
you?
For that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can barely hear Tom, so I don't think that would be a very good idea.
All right. Nothing like Dolly putting you on the spot. Just slap that girl, would you? Okay. So let's see. How about on your – do you have a Facebook and – I know you got a Facebook page, but do you have a website, guys, that people could go to and hear some of your music, since you won't sing for me this morning?
StatelineCountry.com.
StatelineCountry.com. And how about – do you guys do private parties? Just curious.
Sure.
Private party. Do you do a lot of weddings, or are you mostly – bands or bars and festivals?
I don't know that we've had. Tom, have we ever done a wedding?
No, we've been asked for a couple, but they didn't work out. for some reason.
Well, was that due to the bride and groom or the band?
The band just couldn't get that date together, huh?
A scheduling issue.
All right,
no,
John,
we'll do anything. We'll play for pony ride parties. In fact, one of the fun things that we do that I kind of wanted to mention at like our festivals is we do a kids air guitar competition where we do the blow-up guitars. We bring up four kids, say under 9 or 10 and under, and our guitar player plays in the background, and we let them be the star and do a little guitar solo, and it's real fun for all the kids. And the moms.
We have a lot of fun doing that. Kids love that. And that's so much fun to watch. When is that happening?
Any of our
pretty
festivals.
Much every outdoor show, yeah.
Oh, really? Every
yeah,
outdoor
yeah,
show.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be happening tonight at Toby Keith's. Plus, kids really can't go into Toby Keith's. That's an adult bar. So outdoor festival.
No, we did have the adults do it once, and it was almost as entertaining.
Oh, I bet.
More entertaining.
The later the better, too, huh?
Yeah. Well,
what kicks off the summer season?
Too.
Yeah. The later the better, like it's what festival is going to kick off the outdoor concert series for State Line? We're talking a State Line country band right now, if you're just joining the show. One of my favorite country bands.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking here. We're still taking in festivals. It looks like the first one on the books right now is actually May 3rd, the Long Grove Chocolate Fest.
Their Chocolate Fest is May 3rd weekend? Wow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the strawberries in June. They got a fest every month over there, don't they?
Yes. A fest.
Okay, are you guys really serious about March 6th? You know, that's a Thursday night. And I have to check and I have to check with the kids if I can get out of the house that night. No, I can't. I can. I already put it on the calendar. I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it, singing some country music with you guys. Maybe we'll get
it's
going to
be a fun time.
Yeah. I think the last time I saw you guys, it's been a while, sadly. I think it was August. We were in Lake Geneva at what's the name of that bar? Hemingway's. That was a blast of a night. Do you remember those guys that showed up with the guy wrapped up as a mummy?
That's your group of compadres, huh?
Do you remember that night when they rolled him in on the dolly? And not on me, but on the dolly. And he was wrapped up like a mummy with a mask. It was the funniest thing. You guys had to be there to see it. And they just kept playing. It was hilarious. It was a great time. Great music. Well, I'm looking forward to singing with you guys on May 6th at Toby Keith. So everybody put it on the calendar. Come on out.
There.
And tonight, if you can't make it March 6th, you can still go tonight to Toby Keith, where State Line's playing. 9 o'clock tonight. What time do you guys play until about?
We go to about midnight.
So if you're getting off at 11 from the hospital, you can stop off at Toby Keith. You have an hour left to listen to.
Sure. What's the hospital clue?
That's why people, when they work late, like the 11 to 7 shift or the 7 to 11 shift or 2 to 11 shift, you know. I don't know. You know. It's that northwest side of Chicago humor. Not everybody gets it.
I don't know hospital hours. I try to stay out of hospitals as much as I can.
All right, Dennis and Tom, it was good to talk to you guys. I'm looking forward to singing with you. I am.
Excellent. Well, we're going to have a practice with you.
You could back out now.
We ain't scared, Dolly. We ain't scared.
All right. If you can't get tickets to Luke Bryan, he is always State Line, people. I'm not kidding you. They're a great classic country music band. Check them out, statelinecountry.com. We were talking to Dennis. And, Tom, you guys are great. Thanks for calling into the show today. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Dolly.
Thank you, Dolly. We'll see you on the
6th. Okay. Have fun tonight. Wish I could be there.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Kind of funny how Dan has that effect on Luke Bryan. He could get him to stop singing immediately when he says it's the Dolly McCarthy Show. Isn't that funny? Oh, my God. She's on a roll. She's on a roll today. Where's my caffeine? Need more caffeine. All right, we have to move along here. I'm serious. Real quick, though, March 6th, I'm going to sing with Stateline. Y'all haven't heard my country voice. I used to sing in a rock and roll band, and people would say to me, Dolly, where are you from? I'm from the north side of Chicago. You have that southern twang to your voice. You know that? Sounds like you're a country singer. So we'll bring that out March 6th. All right, so put it on the calendar. We'd love to see you all out there. I need all the support I can get. It's been a while. Okay, we're going to move along because Dan LePold is on hold. He is the director. He's a really important person at First Command Financial Services. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am. I don't know if I'm a
Hi,
very
Dan.
Important person. How you doing?
You're VIP. You're VIP. He's like the boss. He's in charge. Whatever Dan says goes. Would you let everybody take an early lunch today?
Yeah, sure.
You do that?
I did. Actually, I have someone else training right now, so I'm taking time out.
You are not. You're out of town. You told me you were out of town again. Where
I am
are you
out of
now?
Town, but I'm training. I'm training. I'm teaching. I got 100 people. I'm down here in Florida teaching. It's a tough life.
God, are they all in the room with you right now, listening to the show?
No, I got out of the room. Darn. I have someone else on stage for me.
Darn it. I could have had 100 extra listeners. Dan, we need all the listeners we could get. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, did you hear
the show?
I'll link for them later.
I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show. My radio show, not only can you hear it on Blog Talk Radio, but you can now hear it on Slam Internet Radio. So another internet radio network has picked me up. And the show is now going to be aired at 89.9 FM in Chicago. So... And that station is based on the northwest side of Chicago. They're right next door to the Portage Theater. Isn't that cool? That's my old hood. I used to go to the Portage Theater when I was a kid. So I'm thrilled to announce here in the middle of the show, which I'll make a bigger announcement maybe next week's show. I'll do it at the top of the hour. But a lot of listeners still listening. There's my announcement. The show is expanding, and we're celebrating 1 year next month, March 7th, the day after I play with Stateline Country Band at Toby Keith. Hopefully I'll make it to my one-year anniversary after playing with Stateline at Toby Keith. Dan, are you going to come?
I will be there.
I'm going to put him on the spot. You're going to be there at Toby Keith.
Yeah, I'm going to come. I got to watch you sing. Hear that southern twang.
All right.
That's like from South Chicago if you have a southern twang. I don't know.
Where are you from? You're not even from Chicago.
Oh, I'm from Buffalo.
You're Buffalo, New Jersey. Or New York, sorry. Hello.
New York.
Hello.
New York. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Darn it. Beth, I need more coffee. Dan LePold is the director of First Command Financial Service. There's a reason for him calling into the show today. Dan's a pal of mine, so we like to talk about other stuff. But, you know, First Command Financial Service is a new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. And I love our partnership because we're going to educate my listeners. We're going to all become educated on country music and investments and savings and debt, reducing our debt, and just basically protecting your future and pursuing your goals. That's what Dan would say, right, Dan? And this week
exactly.
We're going to talk about Roth. We're going to educate you on the financial world, and we're going to talk about there's a new Fed chairman. Did you hear about that?
The what law?
There's a new Fed chairman. Ben Bernanke's out.
Oh, I did not know that.
Female.
Wow. I'm in Florida. I'm kind of out of it.
Forget her first name. Karen Yellen? Ah, oh, nuts. Anyway, it's a female. A woman. Hear her roar. I love it. So, anyway, this week we're going to hear about Roth IRAs. Take it away, Dan. What do we need to know about Roth IRAs?
So Roth IRAs. So basically, if you look at you have a 401k or traditional IRAs, what happens when you pull those dollars out? And so what people, you know, are always deferring. So everyone has their money in IRAs or 401ks or retirement plans at work. However, when they pull the money out, what are they going to have to pay? Taxes. And what's everyone hate paying? Taxes. So the thing of what the Roth IRA is a vehicle, just an account, a Roth individual retirement account, or you can have in a 401k. When you put the money in and it grows and you pull it out, you don't have to pay any taxes on it. So it's a great vehicle for people to use. And you can put that into individual stocks, precious metals, real estate, whatever it might be. But when you pull when that grows, you pay zero tax on it. So it's something that people should look at. And it's only been around since 1998. And then there were some other laws in 2010 that people that had traditional IRAs can convert to Roth, so they'll never have to pay tax again. So it's a great vehicle for people to look at.
Isn't that illegal to avoid paying taxes?
Well, there's a caveat on it.
How do we get away with that?
Yeah, well, in the traditional IRA, when I put money away, it's pre-tax. So, for example, if I make $50,000 a year and I put $2,000 in a 401k, my taxable income is only $48,000. So I save a little bit of tax there.
Mm-hmm.
However, in a Roth IRA, if I make $50,000, I have to take out my $2,000 out of my income after tax. So I've already paid tax on it. So they're taxing a little bit amount. But for what the growth, because right now the government needs money, so they're looking at this thing saying, I want my money now, so I'll tax you now rather than later. So that's kind of the caveat on it. But
mm-hmm.
when you look at it, it's going, okay, would I rather pay tax on $2,000, you know, on a smaller account or a larger account? Which would you rather pay tax on?
The smaller account, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to pay it on the smaller. So basically the question is paying the tax, do I pay it on the seed or the tree? So just a real quick example is I put $5,000 away into an investment portfolio. It grows at 7%. So for 30 years, I put $150,000 away. You'll grow to $500,000. So the question again is, do you want to pay the tax on the $150,000 or the $500,000?
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, right? So I'd pay the tax on the $150,000, and then so that's what the Roth IRA allows you to do. So I think, you know, encourage people to look at that. People always ask, though, okay, what's a Roth IRA make? Well, Roth IRA really is just the shell around the account that you put it into. Like you can own Yahoo stock, Apple funds, you know, put it in the bank, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the growth of it, pull it out, no taxes. Pretty good vehicle. And you can start
awesome.
As little as $50 a month on it.
When people come in to see you and you tell them about the Roth IRA, are they like clueless? They don't know about this? Do a lot of people not know?
Yeah.
It's only been around since,
don't know.
Would you say, 98?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I do these presentations. So I did a presentation downtown for federal employees, and so it was about 40 people. So I said, hey, here's a Roth, you know, you have a Roth TSP or a Roth IRA you could put it into. And this guy was 60 years old. And he's like, how come no one's told me anything about this? I think people just caught in their world, and they're not looking.
Yeah.
But it's just education, right? That's what your show is, educate, you know, tell people things.
That's what we want to do. We want to educate the world on this show. And thanks to Dan Lepold at First Command Financial Services for educating the world on the Roth IRA. No, I love it. Every week, Dan's going to come back on, and we're going to talk about new things every week. And you guys are going to be the smartest. The Dolly McCarthy Show listeners are going to be the smartest people on this earth. They're going to be millionaires, too. And I'm going to get them to all invest in the show and in Dan's company. I'm just kidding. We're getting a little silly on this show. We just had State Line on, and they want me to sing at Toby Keith's. Isn't that the silliest thing? No.
No,
I just love it, Dan. I love how you're educating. It's so funny because you hear these fancy names. Like last week you had self-deferred. What did you have? The
tax-efficient
instrument
strategy.
Yeah, that was it. Real fancy term. And intimidates people. But when you broke it down, it makes complete sense. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we hope to accomplish with these little segments every week with Dan. So what kind of food did you have this past week?
Oh,
we got to talk about last week. We were talking about Philly steaks. You had two in a row at two different places. We'd like to talk about food with Dan on the air, too.
So I had, I love food. I mean, Chicago's a great steak, but now I'm down in Florida, so I haven't. But they have yesterday some scallops and some lobster and some mussels and a bouillon sauce. So it was good.
Oh, Mike, what is a bouillon sauce?
What is it? Bouillon? I can't even pronounce it. But
that's
it was in a white wine sauce or something like that.
Like a white wine sauce?
Yeah.
Really fancy, Dan.
Bouillon.
What kind of places are you going to down there? Really fancy.
You know?
Florida, yeah, you got to have the fish. When in Rome.
I got to have the fish, right? If I'm in Florida.
Wow, you're making it all jealous.
Well, I'm just outside right now. It's about 80 degrees, a little humidity. You know, tough life.
Oh, Do we hang up on him now? Should we hang up on him now? It's miserable here. It's
Disney,
cold.
I've heard.
No, just won't stop. I think it did stop, though. I don't think we have any
I'm hoping
down
I
right.
get
no,
delayed
nothing.
Flight back into Chicago. So.
Okay,
oh,
next week, where will you be?
Star.
Will you be? Are you going to be back in Illinois, Chicagoland area next week?
I will be back in Illinois next week.
Okay, because that is the Thursday before Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We'll talk a little about some Valentine's ideas and things.
Valentine's ideas. Maybe you could make a suggestion on where to go out to eat with your Valentine.
Could be. Yep.
In addition to, honey, here's a check. Go shopping. How much should you give your spouse?
Well,
have fun. You've got to have fun with your money that you're saving.
So you can give to
What's
spouse.
That?
I mean, you can give anything. You can give unlimited amounts to your spouses. So it's always what your gifting strategies. But a lot of guys probably don't want to hear that, or wives probably like to hear that.
Oh, like I was going to say, Dan, I don't think.
I'm going to lose some listeners.
No, you won't. You'll gain. For every man you lose, we'll gain 40 women. I'm just kidding.
Oh, there we go. That's even better. I like that. I like those numbers.
All right, Dan LaPole with First Command Financial Services. If you would like to give him a call, Dan, throw out your website and phone number, too.
Yeah, so my phone number is 630-756-0193, and that's in Naperville, 630-756-0193, and our website is firstcommandnaperville.com.
All right. Sounds great. Well, okay, safe travels. I hope you I hope you're not too delayed, Dan. Getting home.
Thanks.
I know that's
appreciate it.
I know you're dying to get back home.
Oh,
have a scallop.
I
love those scallops in Florida. All right, good to talk to you, Dan. Thanks for
you too.
For winging it with me.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Good to talk to you always. Bye, Dan.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Rocks. Yep, I mentioned it earlier. This is going to be the best day of my life because none of my Oberweiss milk jugs outside exploded on me today. They made it in the house safely. Okay, we are in the home stretch. But before we have Michelle Lynn Gust, who's our Good Inspiration segment leader, author, and speaker, she'll be on shortly. I do have just a couple of great announcements. The Chicago Auto Show is this weekend. Woohoo! First look for charity gala is Friday night, and I'm so thrilled to be attending that event thanks to Turning Point Autism Foundation based here in Naperville. You can check them out at turningpointautismfoundation.org and see the amazing, wonderful things they are doing, providing educational services and a unique housing lifelong lease opportunity for those that they serve on the autism spectrum there. 1 in 50 individuals are somewhere on the spectrum for autism, and Turning Point Autism Foundation does an amazing job in serving and providing a full year of with therapeutic, the day school. They have a therapeutic day school and a career college, and they're just doing amazing things. And they're under construction right now. They're adding another new classroom to their school over there at Turning Point. So this Friday, though, First Look for Charity Gala is this Friday, and Turning Point Autism is one of the beneficiaries of the Chicago Auto Show's fundraiser Friday. They're one of 18 area not-for-profits that will be benefiting from the auto show, and you're still invited to come. Tickets are $250, but I am told that 80% of that ticket price goes to the charity that you choose. So if you are a huge supporter of Turning Point, check the box, and most of the money from that ticket is going to go right into Turning Point's pockets to serve children with autism. And First Look Gala is going to be held at, of course, same old place, McCormick Place. It's a great evening, champagne, wine, soft drinks, hors d'oeuvres and desserts, and, of course, you will be one of the lucky first guests to explore this year's edition of the nation's largest auto show. So get your tickets. Next month is Autism Awareness Month. We're going to have Turning Point back on. But I wanted to give you a heads up on this weekend's happening, the Chicago Auto Show. And then Saturday night, oh, so excited for this event. Saturday night, bowling against bullying. Yeah, bullying. Just you hear all the stuff on social media. There's so much bullying going on. And we need to, like we talked about with Casa King County, Gloria Bunce was on earlier in the show, we have to be advocates for our children. These children need a voice, and they're too young to speak up or to know better, to know that it's okay to speak up. So as adults, we've got to stand up and be their advocate. And bowling against bullying. Look at me, I'm doing the gestures for bowling. This is a great event to support because it's a fundraising event to promote kindness. And it's all part of PEAK for Kids. Renee D was on the show last week. We talked about this not-for-profit that promotes kindness and bullying against bullying is a collaborative effort hosted by this kindness campaign and PEAK for Kids as well. So that will be February 8th. That's this Saturday night. I hope you can come out and join me. I'm going to be there. I would not miss this thing. It's so such a nice event. It's going to be at 7:30. There'll be pizza, drinks, and a raffle. And then at 9 o'clock, the bowling all starts. That's going to be a blast. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a premier sponsor. We are all about being nice, being happy, and we love bowling. So I hope you can come out and support this cause. And let me know. Send me a message on Facebook. I'll look for you. We'll try to get lanes close to each other. But I will be there with some of my friends, and we're really looking forward to this. Hats off to Renee D for starting Peak for Kids. Check out their website. I'm trying to find that website. Yes. Peak for Kids. Sorry, I keep saying Peaks. It's Peak for Kids. P-E-A-K for F-O-R kids.org. Check out that website and be a part of this kindness campaign and come bowl with us Saturday night, this Saturday night, okay? Tickets are $30, and that, like I said, includes bowling, your shoes, pizza, soft drinks. There's a cash bar there. Sorry, do you think you were going to get free beer out of this? No. any group that registers as a group of 10, they'll get two lanes to play 5 against 5, and you'll receive free event T-shirts. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is on that T-shirt. How fun is that? Okay, this is going to be the best day of my life and yours. I believe that it's really up to us to make that call with everything that we do, with every word that comes out of our mouth, with every decision we make, how we greet people. Do we smile at the cash register lady, the lady at the store, or do we complain? Do we give people the benefit of the doubt? Are we patient? Are we kind? Are we thoughtful? And that, to me, being nice matters, and that's what makes it the best day of your life. So I hope for you all the best day of your life. And on that note, we're going to have our good inspiration segment right now. Michelle Lynn Gus is joining us now. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Dolly.
Thanks for being so patient. And I hope we had a lot of guests on today's show. Thank you, Beth, for overbooking me. I'm kidding. There were a lot of pressing events and things coming up, as you know, tonight, State Line, and Peak for Kids is Saturday night. Auto Show is tomorrow. It's so many things going on. But, of course, the one consistent thing we have on our show, though, is Michelle Lynn Gus. She's fantastic. She's an author and a speaker. She speaks all around the country, and we're glad to have her part of our Good Inspiration segment every week. And for all of February, Michelle is going to focus on, I hear, relationships. So here's week one, and we're going to talk about the importance of spending time with your partner. And if you don't have a partner, maybe how about your kids or someone significant in your life, or your spouse could be, or maybe your church, your congregation. I don't know. What do you think? Life is always going to be busy, right, Michelle? So let's talk about this.
Well, that's just it. As life is always busy, and that's never going to change, and we're never going to have enough time to spend with people, it's important. I always talk about being present. Being present and balanced are probably the two to really come back to. And I have to be honest. I mean, my biggest mistake, I was married for 12 years, and outside of a head injury that involved the unfortunate end of my marriage, but I would say my biggest regret, if I had one, you know, if I had to say that I did something, and it's the thing that I make sure that I am really good about in relationships I've had since then, is that whole piece about not spending time together. And it's just easy to get caught up in work and life, and many, I don't have children, but many people, you know, you have children, you know what it's like, you get caught up in your kids' lives, and suddenly you two don't have time for each other. And so you need to make sure that you spend a couple minutes every day talking about the day and just reconnecting. And it doesn't take much. It's because really, what's a few minutes out of the day? I mean, sometimes we think, oh my gosh, it's a few minutes. But in the long term, that's not much of an investment to make sure that you spend that with someone. And what would it matter anyway? Because this should be an absolutely huge investment for someone or any of us. And the other piece of that is making sure that we take time, like, I love the date night. Everybody should have the date night every week with a partner. You know what? I don't ever want to hear from someone. I don't have time. I don't have time. You make the time to do it, and you make the time to do things together and to reconnect or make sure that you don't disconnect. Another thing is that, like you said, you may not have a partner, and if you don't have a partner, you make sure you spend your time with your friends or your kids, whoever it may be. You know, I didn't have someone in my life for a period of time, and I just made sure I was with my friends. And on weekends, I made plans with my friends. I knew the people who were willing to make time for me, and they were the ones that I reached out to. And I did a lot of, particularly this last summer, I have a friend and, you know, like a family. And, they would come over to my house, and I have a pool, and they'd bring the kids over. I'd go over there for dinner. You know, we tried to do something every weekend. And that makes a huge difference. And since it's February, you know, this is all about relationships and how do we strengthen those.
Absolutely. You know, and it's about spending time with them, but it's also, are you listening? Are you really engaged in that person that you're with? Or is it all about you? You know, being present and remembering it's not just about you. You know, maybe you need to listen and hold their hand, or you know, a lot of there are a lot of couples that go on date nights, but then they go with other couples, and that's okay too. But you got to remember to really focus on each other. When I'm talking about married couples here, obviously, but and maybe you know, and going out to a movie doesn't really qualify because you're not talking to each other.
I agree.
Maybe go.
I agree. I'm not a huge fan of the movie
thing. Or coffee.
You know, I have a friend who has a someone in her life, and she was saying that all they do is go to dinner and watch movies. And I said, well, you need to do things. And we actually have snow on the ground here right now in Albuquerque, surprisingly. But
wow.
There are lots of things. I know. We were under a winter storm warning last night.
You guys
could
shovel. You and your spouse or your significant other could shovel. That's quality time together.
Right, exactly. Well, it is. It is, except we actually it'll be melted by then. We'll just put some ice melt down. That's what we'll do together.
Wow.
So, but one of the things I did this Christmas was I bought both of us some puzzles, you know, 1,000, 2,000 piece puzzles, and a couple of games, the game of life, which I had not played in a very long time and just thought it'd be fun. And we have sort of be this ongoing Uno game. We've got an ongoing Triominoes game. And those kinds of things, we just to spend time together, because it's so easy at the end of the day to turn the TV on and just sit and watch. But honestly, I can't do that for very long, and it's not healthy for anybody. You need to be engaged with each other somehow.
Right. My parents were married 41 years before my dad passed away. They were married in 1953. And when I was growing up, my dad would come home from work. We would be jumping all over him. And we kind of knew the routine. He'd go and kiss my mother hello, and the two of them would go in the bedroom, lock the door. God only knows what they were doing in there. No, I'm kidding.
We won't go there.
No, but they were talking. They really were. They were talking about their day. I mean, and you know, I'm one of 14 kids. So if my dad didn't do that, I don't think they would have been married 41 years. I really don't, because it's so easy to get caught up in the kids. And then next thing you know, you might be arguing about something with the kids. So just taking that breather before you absorb, poor dad, Peter Caravette, my dad, absorbing all those 14 kids jumping around you. Just and the kids, they survive. We survive. We would be, it's so funny, we would be putting our ears up to their door. We'd be scratching at the door trying to get their attention. We were awful. As we got older, we were better about it. But, you know, that's when we're like 3, 4, 5, like, Mommy, Daddy, come out, you know. But as we got older, we understood it. And I'm so glad I look back at how those two had a relationship, Peter and Lucille, Caravette. My dad's passed on. My mom is doing well. She's in Elk Grove. And he was the love of her life as she was to him. And that's because they took time for each other. They would even take walks together. They would go to breakfast together, too. I mean, on Saturday mornings, the two of them would get up really early and be gone. They'd walk to breakfast together and then come back, and by that time, everybody would be up. And they probably didn't even talk to each other the rest of the day with all of us kids and everything that we had done, but at least they had that moment at the beginning of the day.
Right.
Of course, I'm talking about spouses and spending time with your spouse, but it applies to, you know, maybe you have 5 children like me, and what I try to do is have special times with each one, trading off weeks or days. But a lot of times I like to do things as a group, but I'm getting better about one-on-one. It's so important. I've realized as I started to do this, many years ago, but it is, you start to see the fruits of your labor, if you will, and how it really does pay off, and each one feels special. And that's the bottom line. You want people around you that you love to feel special, I guess, right? So
right. One of the Kennedy grandchildren. It's he's a Lawford. In his, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. He wrote about that Rose Kennedy, his grandmother, he would go for a walk with her, sometimes in the morning, like when they were down in Florida, because they had the house in Florida they would go to in the winter. And he said one thing about her, she always felt like she was right there with you. And what an incredible memory to have of this woman years later. I mean, there's so many things that we don't remember about life, but when somebody's truly present with us, those are the things we take away, because really that's the memories are what we have left. And for somebody to truly be there, like you said, maybe you need to listen more and really be there and hold someone's hand. That's what it's about, is being in that moment, and that person knows you're there. And when they know you're there, there's an incredible feeling that comes with that.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And it's being conscious, just making those conscious decisions to be the better person, to give of yourself without anything in return. Unconditional love, is that what they call it? Yeah.
It is.
That would be it.
Right, right.
But it really
right.
is being conscious. And we get, with our children, we can get distracted with our cell phones and texting friends while we're having that special time with our child, and just making a conscious effort to turn off the phone, silence it, what have you, just so you're not distracted. Because with children, they grow up so fast, and they're going to remember mom was distracted on the phone every time I was with her. Wouldn't that be horrible? You have a 30-year-old child crying at you one day saying, you were always distracted with that phone. That's my nightmare. Oh, because my phone never shuts up. So anyway,
it's
all right.
A leash.
Well, this is always some good life lessons from Michelle during our Good Inspiration segment. We appreciate you, Michelle and Gus. Thanks so much for
Thank
this week's contribution.
Me.
And next week, week two, like we said, we're going to talk in February about relationships. So week two is about,
if we want to have the strongest relationship, if I could speak this morning, it's about if we want to have the strongest relationships possible, then we need to start with ourselves. Many people think that, oh, I really want someone in my life, I'm going to go out and get that person. But what they forget is that you have to take care of yourself, because once you take care of yourself, then you're going to attract that person, that healthy person, secure person into your life.
Oh, so I
we're
love
to talk about it.
Okay, we'll dig into that next week for sure. All
we
right,
will.
Thanks so much, Michelle, for your good inspiration. Check out more Good Inspiration by Michelle. Check out inspiredbymichelle.com, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
on that note, it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive, everybody. You know I say that. Stay positive and be good to each other. Be good to everybody. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us at Good Dolly Show on Twitter. It's going to be the best day of my life. And when I say that, I know it's going to be the best day of your life. Make it the best day. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week. Thanks to all my good guests and for all the good laughs today. We'll see you next week. So long, everybody.